Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I think he said it. We're looking at this team like a Super Bowl team. And I don't think we should look at it as a Super Bowl team right now. Wow. I don't think they are a Super Bowl team right now. And the injuries have a little something to do with it. But even if they hadn't gotten hurt, to me, you can't call this team a Super Bowl team till you're 10 games in and they're 8-2 and you're right. Like, now they're starting to resemble 19.
Well, you could say that they are a playoff team, and you know that's debatable right now because division winners and the three wild cards, and you know, right now you're in a mix with a bunch of other teams, and in your division, you got the matchup with Seattle right now, which is for third place in the division because somebody's going to be 4-0, barring a tie with Arizona and the Rams. So If you win, you'll be 3-1, tied with the loser of that game. If you lose, you are 2-2, same as Seattle, two back of the leader in your division. So it's way too premature for anybody to talk Super Bowl, even a team like, you know, the Rams and the Raiders, undefeated, but Carolina, Denver, etc. Yeah. You know,
great point, Dibs. But you told me, and here I go, Steiny, because I'm with you. But we were sold this offseason, even Vegas. What was it, 8 or 9 to 1 that the Niners were going to the Super Bowl? You, Dibs, just told me to put the Book of Buckner away. It's too old. Mm. Well, how did they get this benefit of the doubt? They didn't make the offs last year for whatever reason. The fact is they didn't make it. So how do they get to the front of the line, Dibs, and be a preseason favorite? Oh, the Niners got Super Bowl aspirations. They're going off of 2 years ago.
Right. They're going off of this year and the fact that they have a last place schedule. And that's how you got Trey Lance, by the way, is because you didn't make the playoffs last year. If you were a good team, you wouldn't have been in a spot to where you could have traded up to get Trey Lance. And so I think a lot of the, quote, experts look at a winning Jimmy Garoppolo. Trey Lance is a legitimate backup, elite run game, best tight end in football, and the boy genius as the head coach with a defense that, by the way, was mostly intact. Well, here we are 3 weeks later. Secondary has sustained injuries. You lost Greenlaw. Your pass rush and your defensive front might be overrated. You've got no feature back. And, you know, Jimmy G can't do it alone, although he gave you the lead with 37 seconds left.
Dibs, it feels like you're one step away from saying they stink.
No. More than one step, but more than a full notch on the belt. Yeah. That's about 3 notches away. Now, if you go to Arizona you take on Seattle, right?
Yep.
And you go to 0-2 at home, and it's a kind of a similar game where you just weren't able to get control of it. Then you go to the desert, and Calamari goes for 40-plus against a beleaguered defense, and you've lost 3 straight going into the bye. Well, then we're going to have a different conversation about where this team is.
Tell me, speaking of that, Dibs, your favorite segment, Fair or Foul.
Mm.
Steiny, if Kyle Shanahan and Lynch really thought they had Super Bowl aspirations, did you really have to go waste a top pick on a quarterback that wasn't going to see the field? Like, if I really thought we could cash home.
Got 2 touchdowns for him.
Okay, in 5 plays. But
exactly.
He could have been an offensive lineman. He could have been a cornerback,
ew.
Dibs.
Ew.
If you were that close, if they felt like they were that close, I mean, the further we get down the road and 5 doesn't contribute, that tells me they didn't think they were a Super Bowl contender, Steiny.
No.
I think the less he plays, the more they think of this year. And The right. idea of where Basically. They were. They were picking at 12, right? They had the 12th overall pick. Well, you were able to get two picks. Really, you traded three first-round picks for one first-round pick. I get that. Yeah. But you were in a spot where you could get aggressive. Quarterbacks of the future don't fall usually to 12. And this year's draft class was deep enough to where New England thinks they may have gotten their future at 12. But you're the Niners, and you thought, I want to get up to 3 and get Trey Lance, because they thought Trey Lance was better than Mac Jones. And, you know, you look at that situation and you think, we're going to be good this year. We're not going to be in a position where we can trade up and get a quarterback of the future in the next draft. And we hope the next 5 drafts we're going to be good enough to where we won't pick high. So they rolled the dice. It was a big dice roll. But that move is not about this year. It's about the future.
But to that point, who has, can I dare say, a lame duck quarterback in a lame duck season and still have Super Bowl aspirations? That don't jive. And the only reason New England did what they did is they had Cam Newton. We all knew he was done. I'm saying, do you really believe if Jimmy, this was his last year, Steiny, who has Super Bowl aspirations knowing the quarterback is one and done? It don't work that way to me.
Well, you're not alone. Ross Tucker kind of talked about the same thing. He thought it was just a little bit weird. I think you look at it, though, as you know, the way I look at it is you got a quarterback for what? Well, he's a quarterback to be your quarterback of the future, and then your backup quarterback this year. He's their backup quarterback this year, and they hope he can be better than Mullins. Than Mullins or Beathard were the last 2 years, or every time Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt. Tony's in Pacifica. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Well, let's cut to the small.
I don't think the Rams are the number one team in the NFL, first of all. I think that's a big joke. I think the Raiders will smash them. The defensive line for the Niners just looks really bad. I mean, I haven't seen it look like that since, like, the after Steve Young left.
Sure.
So, I mean, sure. Hopefully they can get it together, but,
yep.
Man, good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, yeah. Good luck with that, guys.
What are you talking about?
You know, I take it he wanted to get some Raiders talk in because he said he wanted to talk about Derek Carr. We'll talk about Derek Carr. He's off to a great start.
I could not care less.
Come on, Rick. Oh, by the way, I teased this. Draymond Green, not at Media Day, Goo. Not at Media Day.
He was just at the Charger, at the Ram game with LeBron.
Excused absence. It's an excused absence.
Steph made it back from Kohler, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Steph was at the Ryder Cup. But, you know, ultimately,
Draymond.
I'm not worried about Draymond at Media Day.
Ciroc, you know, boys.
What's he going to say at Media Day other than, you know, he'll keep it real? Andrew Wiggins, though, at Media Day, and he still will not tell you about his vaccination status. And it's something we can get into more tomorrow as we look back at Media Day and get ready for training camp. And, you know, the San Francisco ordinance doesn't go into effect for a couple of weeks. So, you know, he might have time to at least start the vaccination process if he so chooses. But that thing is hanging out there still.
I could have sworn I saw a headline that said the Warriors are optimistic.
Yeah, I saw that.
That he will end up getting the vaccine. So
now
I didn't read that story.
His beliefs are private. He don't got to explain it. Kyrie doing the same thing on the left coast.
Yeah.
I mean, on the East Coast. So this and Bradley Beal, well, D.C., he ain't in no trouble, but man.
What's
up
with
him? Did you see his tweet?
Yikes.
He said,
Spadoni told me, why
are all these vaccinated people getting COVID? And that's
it's not all these vaccinated people.
It's a very,
very small percentage, but the thing is,
the
case won't be as severe.
Hello,
and it won't, and it'll prevent you from spreading it more.
Hello,
thank you.
And that's really the question he should ask: is how come these vaccinated people who got the Rona aren't getting sick? It's because they got the vaccine. Double B's. Feel free to crack open the internet and do some actual research.
Let's go to Raul.
Stay off of Twitter.
Raul in Texas. Sorry.
He said, I didn't get sick. I just lost my sense of smell. Oh, okay, yeah. Wow. Oh, all right, fine.
There you go.
Yes, wow, man.
And if you lose your sense of smell, then you can't say, he stinks.
There you go.
Don't say it, he stinks.
No, you can't say that if you lose your sense of smell.
I'll say it, I can't smell.
When I say somebody stinks, take it to the bank that I don't have COVID. Let's put it that way. Right? Do we have Raul?
Let's go to him.
Let's finish him.
Come on.
Raul.
Hey, guys.
Finish it off. Hey, what's up, Raul?
Yes. I just want to talk about D'Amico Ryans. Everybody's going down his alley. And I just want to say that it's going to take at least 2 years in this Niners defense before he's already started to get in there rolling. Last year, he didn't need to get DeMarco.
That's a skill saw in the background, Spadone.
No. He's at the recycle center taking in his aluminum cans.
That was a high-pressured shower nozzle for sure.
Anyone calling else live theories? From the bathroom? Raul, call back and let us. No, please don't. I can't. My eardrums. No, I'll tell you, his signal stinks.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a.
Raul from stadium. Under Niagara Falls.
No. Hey, have you ever been to Niagara Falls? Any of you guys been to Niagara Falls?
No, I once had a girlfriend from the Niagara Falls area.
Ray's here. You want me to ask him?
Back to Wiggins.
You guys have not been there.
Nobody on our show's been to Niagara Falls. I would advise you guys to try to get there. It's beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, Queen of the Mist.
Made of the
Mist. Ah, damn.
When we come back.
So close.
Take a look at Kyle's Mad Props. We'll try to win you some money with Lock of the Day and Lock of the Week and more. Talk about the Niners. How close, if at all, is Trey Lance getting to playing? Talk about it on the other side on 95.7 again.
I want Iguodala.
Now, back to a Monster Monday with Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Talking football, because that's what we do on a Monday, but I'll just throw in there before we get to Lock of the Day. Giants, they sweep. Yeah. They sweep in Colorado. Brandon Belt may have a thumb issue. We'll find out about that a little more today. Giants up 2 with 6 to play. They're smelling it, guys.
You're starting to sniff it. Starting to smell it. By the way, the St. Louis Cardinals win their 16th in
it's
a
incredible.
Row. Longest win streak in the National League in 70 years, gentlemen, and
what?
I believe 1951. The Giants.
They are high. You don't want to see them.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Giants, and I'll have to confirm that win streaks in the National League, Steiny.
Yeah.
And they could put Cincinnati and Philadelphia to sleep in the wild card tonight. I know Philadelphia still has a hope of winning the East. They're two and a half out in the East. Philly is, but the card could be settled if St. Louis wins or if the Natty and Philly both lose.
Yeah, and I turned them on over the weekend, Steiny and Dibs, and they, like Prince, they got that look. They got something, and they got it at the right time. But, Steiny, you just bypassed Belt, who I sent a tweet out Saturday. I meant it. I would re-sign him before Chris Bryant. I'll say that for later on in the week. But if you're telling me he's going to miss some games or any of these last Dr. J's, I am worried.
Yeah, I know. You do worry. You do worry. I get it. They'll get those x-rays. I think it's called a fluoro scan, actually.
When does it come back, the results? Yeah.
You know how those things could be 2, 3, maybe 4 days. I don't know. I have no idea. Probably pretty quickly, I would think. Yeah, an hour or two.
All right.
But I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But
you got to Google it. Opinion.
Thank you. Let's do Lock of the Day, Dibs. Reset.
It's time for Guru's Lock of the Day.
Struck
the lady.
Damn it. That is whack. Not just me.
There is cold as ice.
Guru's Lock of the Day is brought to you by BetQL. Looking for sports betting content? Of course you are. The BetQL Network is streaming now on all of your devices and at BetQLNetwork.com. This is wagertainment with content that keeps both casual and hardcore bettors engaged. Get sports betting tips from the biggest names in the industry. The BetQL Network is streaming now on Odyssey. So remember, on Fridays we do Lock of the Week, and our show went 0-3. Steiny, you had the Chiefs -7. Yikes, the Chargers win that one outright, 30-24. Gutsy move by the Chargers though, Steiny, going for the touchdown late instead of just kicking the field goal.
Yeah, I got to tell you, once I knew that they weren't going to cover, I stopped watching. So take that somewhere else, Kyle, to be quite honest.
That's the spirit. Yeah. Guru, you had the 49ers -3. And, man, that 17-0 deficit or 10-0 deficit made it look like they weren't going to cover early.
What concerns me is I told people on the podcast 41-25. That's more concerning.
Well, you told our listeners 42-17.
Yeah, well, 25 is what I meant.
Man.
Yeah. I'll take the L.
Well, yeah, it happens. Yeah. Dibs, you had the Raiders -4, and, man, it really looked like they were going to go in and cover there for you, even in overtime, but they wind up settling for the field goal. Tough loss. That was a tough one.
That was
they should have covered.
Well, shoulda, woulda, coulda. I can't go to the window and say, "Excuse me, Mr. Sportsbook Operator. I feel like they shoulda covered, don't you?"
Yeah. That'd be cool though. They're like, "You know what? You're right, Dibs. Good bet."
Let me just sum up my participation in this bit. I stink. Yeah, I'm 0-3. I'm terrible.
I think we all are doing terrible.
Yes, Steiny's the leader right now at 1-2. Guru and Dibs 0-3. But you guys are dishing out winners on Liquidate All Assets every at 2:15 in the afternoon.
I did give Wednesday? You the USA -2.5. Wednesday's at 2:15.
There we go.
And college-wise, well, you got to Google it. I did try and fade Baylor, winless. They won outright. That one hurt overtime. And I don't know if Oregon covered the 28.5. I turned that thing off.
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Yeah, boy.
I had a three-way college parlay that went 0-4.
Anyway, don't miss Wednesday. We give out more quote-unquote winners.
You save the good picks for liquidating all assets.
Thank you.
No, Quentin Mayo won it. He had the Titans -5. And
I was going on his college Thursday night pick.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, Titans -5 was his lock in the NFL. So Quentin Mayo, Ryan Horvat, 3-0. In the locks. That's why they are the professionals. But, Goo, we're back to Lock of the Day.
I'm
it
ready.
It is still
pick
yours.
Is in. Nope. The pick is in.
All right, take it away.
Hey, look, man. I ain't an analytic guy, shocker. I go on feel and eye test. And I'm telling you, I'm predicting the NFC Championship. And no homerism here. It's going to be Dallas at Los Angeles. And they will take care of Philly tonight. I cannot believe it's only 3.5 Dallas. That's the play. They will win by more. This is going to be a blowout. And we saw Philly with the good fortune, but yet tried to run the Philly special. They're not ready. Their coach is not ready. And this is going to be a blowout. Take Dallas -3.5 to win by 4, -110.
Oh, Homer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my Marge Simpsons because he said he's no Homer.
It's really good.
Not bad.
Looking for a dope. Yeah.
Not bad. What are we doing to man props, Kyle?
Well,
you call for it, Coach.
Let's do it now. What do you guys say?
Back-to-back betting bits.
Here we go, baby.
Betting
this
bits.
This is where I put my energy,
we're
ladies
in the
and gentlemen.
I want the standings. Yeah.
All right. Mad props. Trey Lance, 3.5 snaps. All three of you guys said over. The actual number was at 3. Dibs, I think that number climbs a little bit this week against Seattle.
Yeah, whatever. I'm sick of betting over. I'm making the play based on what I want to happen, not what Kyle wants to happen. And Kyle calls the shots, and I don't. So no matter where you put it, I'm going under unofficially.
Is there Kyle a type rush. Of ground you would say that Kyle deserves to be on?
I would say shaky ground.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kyle deserves to be on shaky ground.
Jaquez Patrick, 7.5 carries was the number. Dibs, you liquidated all assets on
Never
the over.
Them.
Yeah, no, it didn't even. I made that name up. Steiny, you had the under. Goo, you liquidated all assets
yeah,
on
baby.
The under. The actual number, Dean Wormer, 0.0.
There we go.
Zero. Nice. Yeah, I love
That's
the young
incredible.
People. Steiny, why do you think that we didn't see any Jaquez Patrick?
I don't think he's Kyle's type of back. Now, my sources say he's huge. He's one of the bigger backs that Kyle's mm-hmm. ever had. And so that would tell me that as slow as Guru thinks Trey Sermon hits the hole, right. something tells me Jaquez hits it even more slowly. He's fast.
Speaking of Trey Sermon, 6'3", 235, he's a big boy. Let's talk about Trey Sermon. We had that number at 12.5 carries. Steiny, you went under. Dibs, you also went under. Goo, you went over. Goo takes the loss there. The actual number sitting at 10. Man. Goo, do you think they're going to give Sermon another chance to be RB1, or was that kind of his shot?
No. Who the hell are you going to bring in? This is his baby until they really go get somebody a substance, and it's too late. The race has started. It's Trey's show.
Yeah, I wonder if they're
Elijah
just
Mitchell.
Sitting and waiting for – he's out for a minimum of 3 weeks. I'm sorry. He did not make his way to IR. That was Jamichael Hasty. So, yeah, Elijah Mitchell could be back next week. I'm wondering if they're just waiting around for Jeff Wilson Jr. to come off the pup list sometime around week 7 or week 8. Non-running back carries. We had fun with this one. I set it at 9.5. Steiny and Goo both went under. Dibs, you took the over. Dibs gets the win there. It was 11. Steiny, I'm tossing this one to you. A career-high 5 carries and 9 touches for your boy Kyle Juszczyk. He scored a touchdown. Just a dynamic offensive performance. He took a snap from under center. I mean, what can't this guy do?
Well, what you find is this classic. This happens in pro sports all the time. You give a limited player like Juszczyk more opportunities, the team loses. They lose.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
It's like giving Eric Dampier 20 shot attempts in a game. Brandon Ayuk, we went 1.5 receptions. Steiny liquidated all assets on the over. Dibs, you also went over. Goo, you took the under there. Ayuk, 4 catches. Dibs, Ayuk outsnapped Trent Sherfield 60-2. Is he back?
No,
is this whole
Ayuk thing? I'm Brandon's biggest fan. I went over on that one.
No, you did not.
Why would I think under for Brandon Ayuk?
Because you
I'm
didn't.
I'm his biggest fan.
Maybe trust
on
Jimmy
Sunday
Garoppolo?
Night. I said it was his coming out party.
Yeah, odyssey.com. You can look at the podcast from last Friday. And
I'm
you
going
can,
back.
Please, you can listen to your own rationale. But question answered.
Yeah, we'll review it, Kyle, for real. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, he's back.
The good
60-2.
The good news is, Goo, if that changes, we can change it and it doesn't affect the scores at all.
Gotcha.
George Kittle, 5.5.
The bad news is I had a Brandon Ayuk take. I got take blocked by Guru. The question was clearly addressed to me about whether or not he's back, and yes, he is back. Back to you, Kyle.
Thanks, Dibs.
You're welcome. I'm mad at you.
George Kittle, we set that number at 5.5 catches. Steiny, you leaned on the under. Guru and Dibs are winners with the over. He finished with 7. Goo, is 7 catches on 10 targets, is that enough for George Kittle, or they need to up that target share?
2 years ago, it was enough. Right now, he's something you don't have a playmaker a lot of, and I need 14 or 15. I need the Waller treatment. Yep. Force it to him, damn it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Sacks by the 49ers. We set that number at 3.5, expecting that defensive line to eat against a banged-up Green Bay offensive line. Eric Armstead had a sack, and that was it. Steiny, you were the only person that took the under.
Thank you.
Is the 49ers defensive front going to be a problem for them, though, Steiny?
Boy, Kyle, that's a good question.
Thanks, man.
They
that's why I asked it.
They have got to play better. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
They were okay the first 2 weeks, and yesterday they were nowhere to be found. Go ahead.
You could have dropped a classic Steiny there with, it's overrated.
That's what this defensive line is.
No, they don't stink.
They don't stink. No.
But it's overrated. Yeah, that's where I thought you could have gone there.
Nick Bosa in the first series was in the backfield on the deep completion. And then he had a batted pass. He drew a face mask penalty on a left tackle. It was like, it's going to be a long night for Green Bay. And then you just didn't hear from him again.
Yeah.
Because they focused everything on making sure 97 wasn't spending time in the backfield. So the way this finishes up, Steiny, you have 2 points. Dibs, you finish out at 0. Guru, you finish with -2. So Steiny gets the 3 points. He's up to 8.5. Dibs, you get the 2 points. You're up to 6. Guru, you get 1. You're up to 3.5. But still anybody's ballgame. Still 15 weeks to go in Mad Props. Steiny, back to you.
Well done, Kyle. Great uptick, too.
And I'm going to still review Friday, so if I come back tomorrow after New York renders its decision.
Yeah.
Because I took IU. Come on, guys.
Well, much like our real court system, the going to the appeals process is not cheap. So I would lobby that if you go to appeals and you lose, it costs you a half a point for court
fees. You
know
what? I'm ready to pay that. I'm ready to pay that.
Of course you are.
That's how confident I am in that. All right.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you right now, Goo, when you go back to check the tape, you're going to find that you did take the IU under. And I did think, I don't know. I thought at the same time.
I predicted 42 points. He was going to be a big part of it.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you. Nobody cares.
I love it. How'd you spend your afternoon? I reviewed Mad Props from Friday to see if I could pull back a point.
The sad part, as soon as we're done, I am. But yeah.
Hey, what'd you guys do this weekend? Before I get back into the Niners. Anything big? Goo?
Nope. Sons had a hoop tournament. Daughter had volleyball. And then I did the boogie. That was it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dibs, I saw you Sunday. I didn't see you Saturday.
Yeah, I had brunch on Saturday. New place called Bombera. The Diamond. Yeah. My girl wanted to grab a little brunch. So we beat the line and had a lovely brunch. Smoked trout on a tostada.
Oh.
Very good. Yeah, delicious. Wow. Yeah, walking distance, so I had a little mezcal situation going. Just kind of a nice little Saturday. No, we went instead mezcal, which is like tequila's cousin, basically. And then, you know, Sunday, played a little golf at a dog track that will not be named because I don't do that. I don't rip courses that are substandard and overpriced, but didn't play great. Got a chance to see you, though, Steiny, and happy birthday, bro. We don't celebrate your birthday very much. Yesterday was his birthday, Goo. I didn't know until the afternoon. Our partner,
Facebook
Steiner.
Let me down, man. He must have it hit. Steiny, I live for that stuff, saying happy birthday on Facebook. Happy birthday, brother. I got something for you when I see you.
Yeah.
Okay. Looking forward
I got
to
say this real quick. Mm-hmm. Dodger Pete. These are all the dudes I go 30 years back with. Dodger Pete, 49er Frankie, Tyshawn in Brooklyn, all golfed at Harding Park and send me a picture, all of them after they're done with a cigar, and it hit me in the cardiac muscle. I'm getting on the links. Because, you know, they just like.
Because you want to smoke cigars?
And he wants to be a part of the action.
Yeah, dude, it hurt me. I thought of you guys, but I'm getting out there.
No, we're going to get you out there because I put together a little package for sales to try. You know, it's a golf-centric kind of thing with you in mind. Because, you know, if we get somebody willing to reach out and give you lessons, we'd love to do some live broadcasts and, you know, promote the golf industry that we all love. And it would be a lot more fun if you picked up the game, that's for sure.
Yeah. I'm ready, Steiny.
We have this just in from Secaucus.
Oh.
They have finished the review of last week's Mad Props. Guru challenged the Brandon Ayuk 1.5 receptions.
Excited.
He said he took the over. I had him down for the under. Let's see the replay. Got a catch last week. Over or under 1.5 receptions for Brandon Ayuk.
I'll tell you what, I'm going under, but if it's not over, Houston, and in this sense it's San Francisco, we got a problem.
The ruling on the field stands.
I'm limping right now. You talk too much.
Check that. It doesn't stand. It's confirmed. He took the under. He will be charged a full timeout.
Absolutely.
I want to borrow from Guru and say to both of you, give yourselves a round of applause. Because that was great work going to review.
Thank you, guys.
Give yourself a round of applause.
And just to get ahead of this, I don't know. I don't want to speak for Spadoni, but apology not accepted.
Oh, nice.
Steiny, what happened, man?
It's funny because Kyle initially last week, because I remember this perfectly, he actually put you down as the over, and I was like, no. Guru said under, and if it didn't go over, there was a problem. So
great job. Thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Guru, though, you know, had that been overturned, you still would have finished in third place. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's the thought and the principle of it all. Yeah.
It's exactly right.
What's wrong with my unit?
By the way, Warriors are having media day, and I just passed along a couple little news and notes today. No Draymond Green. He's got an excused absence. Andrew Wiggins has said he's – not going to talk about his vaccination status, that it's a private and personal matter. And then the other thing that I thought was interesting, before we get back to football, we could talk about this more as the week goes on. Bob Myers basically says, I expect this roster to be the roster. That's how he kind of answered the questions about whether they're sniffing around any trades or anything like that.
You guys, well, here's more from Wiggins. It's real quick, Steiny. He added, quote, back is definitely against the wall. I'm going to keep fighting for what I believe. What's right to one person isn't right to the other, and vice versa. That doesn't sound to me like a guy who is on the precipice of getting the vax.
And we're going to be able to tell sooner or later when the game, you know, the season will be here before you know it. Do you guys have any insight on what we found out Friday that the NBA turned down his exemption? I mean, what went into that? I was like, whoa, that sounded heavy to me. Like, why would you?
I think what went into it is he petitioned the league for a medical exemption, and they looked at it and said, hit the pike. That's what I think happened.
Well, yeah, for religious exception. And I think that if you look at a player, and I picked Tim Tebow and Jeremy Lin out intentionally on Friday because I know both are seriously devout. In fact, we had Jeremy Lin on the station back in 2012, and he mentioned how Tebow is a role model of piousness and religion.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
That cut from that interview went worldwide, Goo. It was picked up globally by the religious community, most first and foremost, but they at least have a track record of being, quote, deeply religious. It feels to me like this was just kind of, this is a card I can play? I'll play that card.
Wow.
And then he got Matumbo'd.
You know what? I was thinking about that, too. You know, you picked Jeremy Lin and Tim Tebow. Two guys are kind of high-profile religious guys. What about, like, Steph Curry?
Right.
I think
like, he would never use – I can't speak for Steph, right. But the Steph I think I know, Steiny, because to Dibs' point, it felt like that. I don't think he would go this route. But if I'm Silver and you want the whole league vaccinated, Dibs, I kind of would have, you know what, just go ahead and grant it so this goes away. Because now you got Kyrie barking, talking about retirement. He ain't getting the shot. It's ugly. And well, it's ugly when it shouldn't be.
If you grant it for the one, you got to grant it for the 41. I'll just ballpark. I don't know what the number is, but – then you've got this whole faction of guys who are thinking, man, I didn't really want to get the shot, but wow, I did it for my livelihood, and these guys got a pass. So this is one of those ones where you can't, unless you have a really, really dramatic case of, you know, this guy is, he's been anti everything, you know, he's deeply, deeply religious and all that. Short of that, you couldn't, you know, start granting it to these people.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. But you're right, Dibs. It doesn't seem like Wiggins is in any hurry to get that vaccination, but we'll find out more as this thing unfolds. Hey, guys, I want you to listen to Kyle Shanahan. I'm sorry, Jimmy Garoppolo, Spadone. This is the last one. What do you think about this? Jimmy Garoppolo on the game being a character builder. Check it out.
You know, I think we were talking in the locker room, some of the guys, it's a good character builder, this one. I think just we got to take a long look in the mirror as an offense and just what we could do better, how we could start faster. There was one mistake here, one mistake there by guys, and, you know, starting with myself. And if we eliminate just half of those, it'll lead to better football early, and we don't have to play from behind the eight ball like we were tonight.
What do you think? Anything to character building loss?
Of course. If you don't build character in a loss, then you're just a garden variety loser. Nobody wants to lose, but when you lose, you must learn. If you don't learn from the loss, if you don't build yourself up, at least in some way from the loss, well, then it's going to have a carryover effect, in my opinion. I know it's not easy to do, but if you're Jimmy Garoppolo in that offensive room, you can look around and say, we took the lead with 37 seconds left. We scored twice in the fourth quarter. We weren't great. This was not an A-plus performance, but, and I know we'll do full grades on Tuesday. Tuesday's always grade day here on Steiny Guru and Dibs. But I think they look around the room and feel differently than the fellas in the defensive room. They look around and it's like, man, we didn't get a stop. We didn't get a stop really all night. And when we needed a stop, we didn't get a stop. I think the offensive room feels better than the defensive room.
It's interesting you say what you just did about feeling better, because I agree wholeheartedly. But Jimmy Garoppolo and this Niner team, because I'm not going to separate them, Steiny, they have Super Bowl aspirations. When they were last healthy, they went there. And Jimmy, I thought, would benefit the most from the competition, allegedly, with Trey Lance. But I look you guys in the face right now, and I say it with utmost confidence. He's not getting better. And that's a major problem. And I'm not a Jimmy hater, but I'm going to throw this stat out. If we want to go almost interceptions, he's leading the league. And every time Dibs, he drops back AI to throw the ball. Yeah. No, it's real. I think the worst is going to happen. And moving forward, we are going to see something. I don't know if it's going to be Lance, but this can't be a morale builder. This should be, we should have won that game. And you didn't, Dibs. You didn't.
It ain't real, and I say ain't because almost interception is A-I-N-T. So it ain't a real thing. And granted, overthrows, tip balls, they have a way of working themselves out. You know, those passes, he's going to have a couple, where he makes a good throw and the receiver just coughs it on the tip and it's an interception. And he has some that are overthrows that the defense just drops. Those things tend to even themselves out. One thing I do know, the guy has one interception in three games. And if you extrapolate over a full 17-game year, that's 6.3 interceptions. You'll take that.
Goo, what about the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo took him 75 yards in 2 minutes? That's all we would be talking about today if the defense hadn't gacked it up. We'd just be talking about Jimmy Garoppolo getting the job done. Seriously, you know we would, and it would probably be right.
Right, but, I mean, it's 60 minutes, and what if he hadn't given that fumble up to where Green Bay got 3 points? And what if they would have started faster? It wouldn't have came down to that. So, again, I don't want to nitpick. I just know what I'm watching. And the bad part about this, from a Jimmy standpoint, if you ask me, is he is a victim of what the other quarterbacks are doing and what you see on ESPN and NFL Network. And I'll never forget that crowd, Dibs and Steiny, going crazy when Trey came in. And we could say it's nothing. It was just noise. But that means something. And if we keep getting performances like this from the offense, I mean, I saw a guy get credit, and I gave Jimmy credit for throwing an interception. And you know why? I said he went deep. And that's not good for anybody moving forward.
28 points should be good enough to win in the National Football League. Not always, but you have a good defense, and you're supposed to have an elite front or a very good front at the very least. So 28 points should be enough to win the game. Now, you score 17 at Philly. You score 17, you don't expect to win very often in the NFL, and you did. So this, to me, yesterday, last night, was more about the defense's inability to do much with Aaron Rodgers. They go field goal, touchdown, punt, turnover on downs. They got down inside the 5-yard line, couldn't get it done. Then they score another touchdown, a punt, a field goal, and another field goal. They scored on roughly 65% of their drives. That, to me, is not an offensive issue.
Yeah, I mean, wow. the 28 points, to me, they're fine, but Goo's right. They didn't get anything done early, and they got down 17-0. And part of the reason they only ran 21 times was not just because they weren't getting much. It's because they were down 17-0. So, the one thing that I just feel
that could have been not to cut you off, Stoney, we could have did this whole game. That could have been 24-0.
Yeah.
I mean,
and not to
Philly,
cut you off,
I mean,
dude,
Green Bay went Philly, you know, on the 4th-and-1. That could have been, I love it, 24, though. But go ahead.
No, you're right. And not to cut you off, but I mean, is this three straight games where Jimmy G has started slowly? And how much is that a thing, you know? We could talk about, he doesn't throw the deep ball. That's a thing. We know it. But what about starting games? I've got him at 3-for-7 for 26 yards on the second drive. He goes 2-for-3, then 0-for-1, 0-for-1 with a pick. He was 2-for-5 for 15 yards and a pick on the opening three possessions. That's not good enough, guys.
No, and it wasn't good. Wow. It wasn't good against the Eagles either. They didn't have a first down in the first quarter. Struggling to remember the Lions game, whether they got off to a fast start or not. I guess it doesn't really matter.
Didn't
at this
even
point.
Matter.
Right.
Yeah. Or
Lions had a win yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, but
almost
how about DeAndre
hard.
Swift?
They're playing hard, yeah.
big night for DeAndre Swift. I think I might win this week. I need Dak Prescott to just be average in fantasy league.
Yeah, I need to avoid an Amari Cooper explosion and I'll win. No,
he hurt ribs, though. Yeah, he's got hurt
ribs. Yeah, if Cooper gets, I think, 28.44 to be exact, I lose. So we're trying to keep a defensive struggle tonight. But, Goo, you like the Cowboys. No homer pick and lock of the day.
Yeah, so we'll see if Philly learned anything from San Francisco. But they, I won't say dominated that game, but they just – threw away everything that went their way, Stoney. And I just think Hurts he's got some Lamar Jackson in him to where passing the ball in the air, he hasn't mastered. So he'll give you a good run or two, but I could be wrong. But I think the Rams and what I've seen from Dallas's offense and the defense being not trash, that's what this new NFL is about. And unfortunately, the Niners couldn't get that stop to get the Niners to W yesterday. And hopefully that's just 1 week, but we'll see.
Yeah, two and you mentioned. One. I'm sorry, Goo, Stein, not to cut you off, but you mentioned fantasy, and I just wanted to point out that Kyle is going to win. You're most likely going to win. I believe I'm going to come through and win. And Guru
Spadone
also is going to win. Yeah, but who's not going to win, Mister? Look at me, I'm 2-0. Everybody,
3. Oh yeah, Spadone 3-0 Raiders. Yeah.
You can't tell. Don't win without Spadone.
Big. Fat choke artist.
Yeah. Look at it. We love you, Spadone.
Yeah, I don't have time to look at who beat him or who didn't beat him.
Mile High Club, Cody Semke. Shout out Cody Semke.
Wow.
Josh Allen leading the way. It's 139-124. That's your final.
That's a damn good day. 124.
That's not that great.
It was Devontae Adams, I think, won it for him, too. He had like 30-plus points. There was no way I was going to beat him.
You hate that when you see the dude just getting off. Guard
31
him!
For Devontae. But then again, he had Rondale Moore for two, so you got no excuses. You got holes in your team, Spadoni. You got issues.
Hollywood Brown, just get a new nickname, man. I don't know what to call him after that performance in Detroit. Just terrible.
We need a QB.
So look at Strock and Awe in a virtual tie with Tri-City Laboratory.
I saw
a guy
that.
Lobo Laboratory. Did you see
that,
Kyle?
But Strock and Awe has CeeDee Lamb going. Yeah, so one catch bad. And it's night-night.
Right. That's true.
You need an injury. Yeah.
Chew it and do it up. That's not you. That's not your daddy caddy. All right, so you got Ezekiel Elliott. You need a sixer from Elliott.
I should have that after the first quarter, right, Diz? You would think.
Goo's pretty much got it in the house. The only one that's final is the Spadones. Spadone loses. That's already a wrap.
It's bothering him, too. I can tell. Yeah. You brought it up.
It's just fun because he was all about, my team. And now it's week three, and it's crickets in Spadoneville.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
And I moved to a game behind him in the standings with a win. So that's right. That's right.
I lost the number one overall pick in the league for a period of time, so I'm feeling some kind of way about Christian McCaffrey in his current situation, how long he'll be out.
I'll go into the IR, though, Dibs, reported by Rappaport, so hopefully back sooner.
Yeah, true. Some small consolation, small piece of good news.
Steiner, you've been around this Warrior team for a while. Just, again, I'm thinking about it, and I will when I get off. Dre missing media day, no big day, right? No big deal?
No. I don't think it's a big deal. I think they got bigger deals with Wiggins,
You know what? You put the right on the table.
Yeah, it sounds like what did he say? I'm taking it to the hilt? I'm taking it to the end? Or do you have that? I'm sorry. I should have done. But what was it exactly? It was Wiggins at media day. Basically said he's gonna stick to his guns and not get this vaccine. Pretty amazing. Jesus, hey, did you guys see the Curry and Michael Jordan interview?
Incredible. From the Ryder Cup, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was good. They were talking a lot about golf and how Curry said, you know, let me ask you a question, Michael. When you were playing how did you manage playing golf during the season? Because, you know, sometimes I want to be out there, but then sometimes I feel like Curry said I'm playing too much during the season. And Jordan goes, you can't play too much during the season. You got to get away from the game. Mm. And golf, you know, golf. When I was playing basketball, golf. I had to get, I was all competitive in basketball, so I needed an outlet, and it was golf. He said, now I don't have basketball, so golf is my thing that he gets competitive about. Now he fishes to get away from golf because he can't be competitive 24/7.
So then he gets really good at fishing, and he becomes a competitive fisherman. So what does he do to get away from fishing? Well, he starts hiking, and then he finds a way to become a competitive hiker, and eventually all roads lead back to meditation.
Wow.
Nice.
Because they don't have competitive meditation. One more little nugget, a nuggy nug from the NFL. Yeah. Josh Gordon, gentlemen, we know he's been reinstated, but now it appears, according to his agent, he's going to Kansas City. Josh Gordon and the Chiefs, more an embarrassment of riches.
Wow.
Say what now, you want. Andy Reid will give you a second chance, Steiny, or an eighth one. Yeah, he'll bring you in.
When you say Andy Reid, make sure you say Super Bowl winning coach Andy Reid, if you can.
Or you could say dehydrated Super Bowl winning coach Andy Reid. You know, he was hospitalized yesterday, and the news today was it was dehydration, which.
Take the jacket off.
Well, and have a glass of water. Honestly,
there you go.
Well, and the thing about hydration, Goo, and I don't say this as a real doctor, but as a radio doctor, you have to pre-hydrate. So if you're going to be out in the sun for 4 hours, you got to drink water 8 to 12 hours ahead of time so that you pre-hydrate. Because by the time dehydration is starting to set in, it's too late to have that second glass of water. That ship has sailed.
Hey, you're a Harry Potter guy, aren't you, Madsen? Yeah, he's nodding yes. Did you see the actor from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Draco Malfoy, yeah.
Yeah, he fainted at the Ryder Cup. He passed out. And let me tell you what that was. That was also dehydration, guaranteed.
Well, yeah. Hangover action probably,
yes,
too, yeah.
Exactly.
We had a kid at my son's tournament, 17, uh-oh, dehydrated. I'm like, you're too – I said to myself, I just said to anybody, you're too young to be but – again, you gotta get that water in.
Did
the
you
body.
Get? Were you able to get a sentence out though with him? You're too young to be dehydrated.
Oh, you didn't I didn't know what say you're gonna anything. Say. I thought in my mind.
Wait,
like,
you said you said it.
No, I was saying it to myself. You know, I talked
it's a dehydration
myself.
Sensation.
Thank you, Tim. And you
but
can't.
Too young, Dibs.
Well, ultimately, dehydration doesn't care how old you are. If you don't drink water and you're going to be partaking in athletic endeavors, you're going to get dehydrated. Or you see these, you know, guys in the NFL, it's like cramping up. You got to drink more, son.
Man.
Not to cut you off, yeah. Dibs, but that's the moral of this story, is kids and adults, drink your water.
Because the more you know.
Don't let the drought be
here.
Internal. We got 14
seconds. T-shirts, not to cut you off, T-shirts.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No, no,
well,
no.
I have a read to go out today, which is unusual. So
talk
why don't
tomorrow,
I say
then.
Goodbye, and I'll do this read.
This is like when you say bye, and then I'll walk the same direction.
That's a great call.
Right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. A lot of, yep, lot to talk
Reed's
about.
Not
a lot
that
of fun
long.
Today.
I still got like a minute 15.
Okay. Well, talk among yourselves for another 18 to 30
focus,
seconds.
Yeah.
Kyle, you look like you want to jump in.
No, feel I was free. Just going to help bail you out if you needed me to vamp a little bit.
That was Donnie and I at the building. We'd say bye and did have that awkward walk in the same direction.
Yeah.
It's classic.
And then I'm usually like, you know, I got to actually get moving here, Goo. I got to get the
kids
to school.
I'm going to tell you, Steiny. Can't wait till Sean Salisbury, 3:15 with the guys.
No, it's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say about Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers quarterback situation.
Sean Salisbury also predicted that if Sam Darnold got out of New York playing for the Jets, he'd be good.
Fight on.
Undefeated.
He looks pretty good there.
Undefeated.
Yeah. Yep. All right. This show's been sponsored by Livermore Casino. Get in on the action at Livermore Casino in downtown Livermore on First Street, Tri-Valley's only poker destination, offering also blackjack, three-card poker, baccarat with no player collection. Enjoy their 24-hour gaming floor, full bar and restaurant with indoor and outdoor patio seating, and watch all your favorite games. Livermore Casino opens 7 days a week. Visit us at 3571 First Street today in downtown Livermore. Livermore Casino, Tri-Valley's place to play.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.